All right, welcome to the Career Report. I'm Tim Madden. Hey, if you're new to this podcast, every day I break down what's really happening in the job market, like who's hiring, who's laying off, and what trends you need to be aware of that is happening right now. So whether you're in a job search, you're leading a team, or just trying to stay ahead of these ever-changing market shifts every single day, hey, this is your go-to source for real-time insights and straight talk about your career. Welcome, welcome. So hey, everyone. Great news to kick us off. I was actually not going to be able to do this podcast today because I had, you know, for everyone that knows, me and Christina just relocated our family and our business to outside of beautiful Nashville, Tennessee. And we had to go to the Department of Motor Vehicles today to update our licenses, right? That's never a quick thing normally. So all of our friends were telling us, expect to be there for 4 hours and everything. So I was like, man, so I actually canceled the podcast. Didn't think I was going to be on the team meeting, but we went there. It was a seamless process. Praise the Lord. And now I'm able to be with you all here today. So super excited about that. Hey, as we get kicked off, we hold trainings, you know, one or two times a month here at ECU that is open to individuals not inside of our career program. So we actually have one today, which I'm going to post down below. If you're listening in live, it is career.execupgrades.com/workshop. So that's what we're doing today. We're giving you just a couple tips on how to convert interviews into offers. There's really two mistakes that I see individuals make. Now, throughout the ECU Career Acceleration Program, there is many, much training because obviously at the director, VP, and executive level, things are, you know, very complex, right? There's not a little quick how-to, but we hold this training one time a month just to show professionals that, you know, maybe haven't had success in interviews, what are a couple things they're likely doing wrong and basically how to fix it. So if you'd like to attend that, it is today at 1 p.m. Eastern. You can go to that website or you can email me at tim@execupgrades.com. As always, as we get started, if you need help in your career, you can go over to execupgrades.com/podcast, schedule a career consultation with our team. Let's get started. I got two things for you today. The first thing I got is from Korn Ferry, and this was actually very interesting. So I wanted to share it with everybody because I know that people inside of our career programs, our leadership programs, and more, right, have aspirations to maybe be a board member, right? If you had a successful career in sales, finance, right? If you're at the director, VP, or executive level for mid or large size organizations, you're likely, right? There are some highly paid board positions. You know, I know people that I've worked with previously that once per quarter would get together with individuals on the board for maybe 3 to 4 hours, talk about strategy, et cetera, right? And they would be paid $36,000 a year for 16 hours of work. 4 hours a quarter, not a bad gig. Some board positions pay more, some pay less. But I wanted to give you an update straight from Korn Ferry that really is just the market leaders in what we do as far as data and analysis, right? And they said, when it comes to appointing new directors, boards are going back to the future. I thought this was very interesting. So for the better part of the last 20 years, boards have prioritized filling vacant seats with actively employed executives. So I just want to pause there. Most seats that these board members are getting, right? Say, for instance, they're a COO of a mid-sized company, but they sit on boards, right? So predominantly over the years, most people who were on boards are actively employed, right? They are actively employed. So they're an executive at another company and they sit on a couple boards, okay? However, the reason I bring this up, okay? But this year, 2025, it has reversed course. Pretty interesting. New data shows from Korn Ferry, retired executives actually outpaced active executives in board appointments this year. Nearly 6 in 10 new board appointments, right, to just the S&P 500 boards went to retired executives, a 22% increase from last year. The pendulum seems to be swinging back towards more typical board profiles. You know, back in the day, right, in the 90s, 80s, early 2000s, most people who sat on boards were not employed. They were retired. They had exited. They were a part of a liquidity event. They got paid, and then they brought their skills and expertise. But over the years, and a lot of people we work with here at ECU actively sit on board seats. But predominantly, right, back in the day, right, it was individuals that were actually retired. So pretty interesting, right? It's saying that it's due to changes in technology, right? It's due to many different factors. The reason I bring this up is I know a lot of you, you know, if you have 30 years of experience in the workforce, you like me maybe going after these board seats. Now, Tim, how do I obtain a board seat? Great question. Okay. There's many different websites out there, advisories, but typically, hey, it's networking, baby. Who you know, right? Because obviously these are vital positions. But hey, if you've ever thought about it, there it definitely is no downside to going to these advisory type websites. We know people who have got on board seats just from that. But just know, if you're employed, individuals are seeking individuals that have actually been retired for a while. So I just thought that was interesting and wanted to share it with you. But hey, I love competition. And do you know what I never care about? Man, I never care about the averages, right? Oh, the average people, right? The average says, Tim, that people on boards are typically retired, 60% of them. Do you know what's always going to happen in corporate America? And this leads me to part number two. Put me in front of a guy that's retired, okay? I love competition. I want to beat people out. What about you, okay? I want to pitch myself. I want to be given the opportunity. I want to go against strict competition. I mean, don't get me wrong. If you don't have competition, that's the best, right? But if you do have competition, bring it on, man. Right. So what that really means in my, you know, when I was trying to evaluate this is, you know, the older workforce, I think that's being recognized by the largest companies in the world. You know, I hate to say this, but they're just saying they're better than today's workforce. The executives that are retired are being outplaced, right, by, you know, individuals that are still working. So what does that say about you? Invest time, resources, energy, self-development into yourself. I think, you know, it's kind of a lost trait. I think it was people did that more back in the day. And I think people are actually doing that less and less. But don't quote me on that. I want to bring some statistics to you. Maybe I'll do that tomorrow. But let's talk about, in addition to board seats, what do decision makers actually want in Q4? The biggest misconception you can make right now, if you're in a search, approaching a search, is number one, that no one's hiring in Q4 because of budgets and they're taking it easy, et cetera. Or number two, I should wait till January. Okay. I should wait till January. The most horrible thing you can do right now is wait till January. Why? What is everyone going to say? I'm going to change my life. I'm going to get in the best shape of my life. I'm going to eat clean. I'm going to lose weight. I'm going to quit smoking. I'm going to quit chewing. I'm going to quit drinking. Do not. Hey, if you are in a job search, now is time to get serious before everyone wants to change their life January 1st. Okay. Number two, if you are approaching a job search, okay, and you think you might do one next year because of whatever reason, trust me, start now. Start now. You want to be in the final rounds of interviews around Christmas or the beginning of the year. You don't want to start where there's all the noise in the marketplace. So don't do that. So let me get your mind right. Okay. Most companies, this is a fact, are locking in Q1 hires right now. Because of why? Budget resets, leadership gaps, project kickoffs, right? It's opportunity for you. So you need to position yourself as the ready go-to leader. And I want to shift your mindset a little bit. Hey, if you follow me on LinkedIn, you know we post every single week. Here's who got offers. We're about to have the call today. We do it every Tuesday. I post the results, right? We post them at like 4 p.m. Eastern, roughly, after our weekly wins call. We break down, hey, who got offers? How did they get them, et cetera? But I just want to state that last November, during the week of Thanksgiving, when do most people just take that whole week off? It's all good, right? Hang out with your family. We had 25 people inside of our community placed between Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, right before Thanksgiving. Here's why. Everyone thinks that no one's hiring. That just goes to show you your mindset plays a big part. But just think about this. I don't care what you do, finance, sales, marketing. The CRO, if he doesn't have the VPs and our directors during right now, what do you think he's going to do? You know, I don't have a VP to, oversee the Southwest America. I don't have a VP to oversee that right now, but, you know, I'm just going to wait till January. Who does that? CEO, do you think he's going to say, you know what? Our CFO just quit or we had to fire him, but you know what? We just don't hire during Q4, so I'm going to wait till January. It doesn't make sense, ladies and gentlemen. I think the reason why people think that is because that's what they think. But think about this. Let me shift your mindset today, okay? Because I want you to get traction before all of this busyness happens January 1 and everyone wants to change their life. Listen, if a company has an opening, okay, you have to know these different stages of the interview. You have to know these different stages of positioning. You have to know what you're targeting and be clear on it. You have to have an effective brand message, the way you're positioning yourself in the market. You have to be visible, right? They have to know you exist. And when you get to that interview, you have to have a strategic plan, be confident, and speak with conviction that you can help them. If you don't do that, people look for something to blame. Oh, they're just waiting. They're not. No, you know what happened? You went on that interview. You couldn't close the freaking deal. And now they're confused and they're going to keep searching. One of the best things my mentor ever told me, I talk about it all the time. If it is to be, it's up to me. Ain't no one in control of this job search process except Tim Madden, right? How can I best position myself when I get on these interviews so they can say like, we better hire Tim, okay? We better hire Tim before another company takes him. So how can you be unforgettable during an interview? How can you get to the end of the interview and say, hey, Mr. CEO, we talked about your challenges. We talked about what you're looking for. I give you many examples of how I've helped you based on past experiences. I know I can help you. Put your faith and trust in me. And I assure you, I will be one of your best hires you've ever made throughout your corporate career. Let's get started. And then put out your hand if you're in person. People aren't doing that, man. They don't know how to position themselves. They're unclear on their target. They're not confident going into these interviews, or they are confident, but they don't have a plan, right? And they don't know how to wrap up these interviews. Don't do that to yourself. Have a strategic plan. That's like starting a business without a business plan. How are you going to do that? That's like enhancing a sales process when you go into an organization without doing an audit. Why would you do that? We have the Mastering First 100 Days program here. That's what we talk about all the time. Hey, number one, how is the business unit doing? Where are the areas for improvement? It's not like you just come in and start making a bunch of changes. So why do you do that in a job search? So remember, the point is that I wanted to relay to you, and thank you, Jim. Jim says, to your point, he sits on a nonprofit board and he's not retired, slightly under 60. Oh, it's not paid. Big difference, man. Big difference. We want to get you paid on a board, right? So hey, people are hiring in Q4. Do not look at LinkedIn for everyone who's not getting results because they don't know what they're doing. Look to companies in the market that want to scale right now, that are serious, that have executive teams that freaking need you, but you're not branded the right way. You don't know what to say to get on an interview. You don't know what to say on the interview, or when you do, they have to talk about money and you fumble. Not having these critical skills will cost you hundreds of thousands of dollars over the course of your career. So trust me, you heard it here first, and you will continue to see me, including this week, including Christmas week, including Thanksgiving, including the week of New Year's Eve. You will see multiple people hired every single week because people are hiring. So anyone who tells you that they're not hiring in Q4, right, guys, tell them, they are mistaken. This is today's episode of The Career Report. Thanks for staying and tuning in with me. Hey, I'm Tim Madden. Thanks for tuning in. Again, remember, staying informed is the first step to staying ahead in your career. If you found today's conversation valuable, share it with a friend. Go leave me a 5-star review. Of course, you know, I'd be begging every day. Come on, come on. Go to Spotify, go to Apple Podcasts. Leave us a 5-star review. It is on my vision board. And hey, ECU, I got one more thing for you. It is on my vision board to be one of the top 100 career podcasts. And I can't do that without your help, because the only way they know is by reviews, right? And with that being said, for the ECU that tune in here every day or every week or check out the career report from time to time. I appreciate you. Christina is holding a vision session on Thursday. Definitely don't miss it. That's all I'm going to say. Definitely go check out her session. Hey, until tomorrow, everyone, have a great day. Thanks for tuning in to the Career Report, and let's get you hired in Q4.